and all this experience. So you're 30 years in policing, and then helping out in what seems like welfare roles in Colchester.
Yeah.
That kind of background, those kind of experiences, just seem really perfect as to where you are now. So then to kind of bring things forward, people must know now Bob as being councillor in Needham, the mayor of Wivenhoe, but you do sit on Wivenhoe Town Council. So should we maybe explain how your first involvement with Wivenhoe Town Council came about?
Yes, it's probably about 3 years ago now, I'm not sure of the actual date, but there was an advert that Wivenhoe Town Council were looking for some additional councillors. They were wanted to co-opt an additional councillor. And so it was simply a question of applying for that post and then going for an interview, which I did. And fair to say, I was successful in that interview. And one of the things that came up in that particular interview is that there were suggestions that we could do more for the people of Wivenhoe, particularly older people that might need help and assistance. And that was really the catalyst for our Helping Hands service, which we've been able to establish in Wivenhoe. That particular work has been absolutely absorbing and very rewarding, I would say, as well.
So Helping Hands, if people don't know, it's a relatively new group in the town, all volunteer run. Mm-hmm. And really, I think, as the name suggests, it's for anybody who does need any kind of domestic help, be it going to fetch some milk or maybe just some company.
Yeah.
And it's run on donations, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it's proving, from what I can gather, to be very successful at this early stage. But we have a quick pause. We have something being pushed with a litter box.
Yes. Takeaway menu.
Which just shows we're actually here in Wivenhoe recording this, and we're not in some studio in the West End of London.
Do you want to select a pizza from there? Or
we could perhaps order for later. Or if it's a local business, then yes. If not, I'll disregard that.
Okay.
But Helping Hands, maybe we could actually call in Helping Hands. The Helping Hands, from what I've heard, is doing wonderful things.
Yeah, I mean, the concept is that if anybody wants a simple task carried out, and they need help, then there is a published telephone number. Don't ask me, because I can't quote it, but a published telephone number, which is always, generally speaking, is always manned or staffed, and that will enable the person requesting help to speak to an organiser who has a portfolio of volunteers. And then we can match the volunteer to the particular task and role. And typical tasks would be picking up prescriptions, taking somebody to the hairdresser's or to a doctor's appointment, even running somebody into the hospital at Colchester if they want it. Minor sort of domestic roles like just turning beds, mattresses and things like that, helping to take the rubbish out on collection days. Just simple little tasks which a lot of people find difficult and just need just a little bit of help to do it. People who receive that sort of help are usually very, very grateful for it and like to pass over a donation. So that's principally how the system is funded. But we have had some incredible support from Wivenhoe Town Council in terms of donations, and the Wivenhoe Housing Trust also gave us a kickstart, it seems that the knowledge of the service is growing in Wivenhoe, and the more publicity you get, obviously the more people are going to become involved, and the list of volunteers is growing as well. We've got 40 volunteers, you know, that is absolutely, even in a town like Wivenhoe, to have 40 people who are quite willing and able to turn out in their cars, or not only do those particular roles, help somebody with reading their mail, help somebody to fill in their forms, sit and read to somebody who's not very good with their eyesight and things like that. It's almost endless what can be done, so it's fantastic. And just recently, the Wivenhoe Open Gardens viewing, there's a considerable amount of money that was raised from that, part of which is going to be donated to Helping Hands, so everything in Wivenhoe is just sort of moving around.
Yeah, it was just over £3,000 from Open Garden Weekends, which is a huge amount of money.
Mm.
So I think well done for the Wivenhoe Society and also St Mary's, who worked very closely together, have that money divided amongst different charities.
Yeah.
So that seems, Bob, to be one of the really rewarding things of your current work with the Town Council. So after your interview and you were co-opted, what were your preconceptions or what were you expecting about the town council? When you had your first few months and your first few meetings, was it pretty much what you thought it would be like, or was it quite intimidating?
No, I think my life experiences and the work with Colchester Borough Council equipped me well for entry into Wivenhoe Town Council. How does one say it? I really wasn't intimidated, no. But I found it probably very much as what I expected it to be, and very quickly got on board with the various things that the opportunities that came up to get involved.
So what kind of issues have preoccupied you in the past 3 years? Yeah. I imagine probably a major thing is always going to be planning and large-scale town planning, such as the ongoing Cooks development. Yeah. Has that been perhaps one of the main time issues?
Yeah, those are the things that generally occupy the council and give us plenty to think about. As an individual, perhaps my emergency planning and contingency planning background helped in creating a severe weather policy. And I'm thinking just now at this time of the year that we've got to order some salt for the winter, because it's no good asking for it on the 3rd of December when the clouds start coming over. We've got to have it now. So that's the sort of thing. And the policy itself, it doesn't dictate what should be done. It's just a general guidelines on the way in which we should prepare ourselves for severe weather. Other matters is that we, as a town council, really needed to get into the issues of health and safety. And to make sure that we are conforming with all legislation, and we created a small health and safety task group, and we gave ourselves a self-limiting deadline on the work, 3 months. I'm really quite pleased to say that work was completed within the 3 months. So that was give us a good feeling over completing that work.
Is there any sense of frustration? Because perhaps it's worth clarifying what the powers and the remit is for Wivenhoe Town Council, because people do get a bit confused between the Town Council and then Colchester Borough Council and then Essex County Council and then all the way up with our MP Bernard Jenkins.
Yeah.
So can we sort of define what is the budget that you have, where does it come from, what can you do, what can't you do?
Yeah, well that's true. There is our range of services that we provide to the people of Wivenhoe is somewhat limited. We own and administer the King George V playing field. We own and administer the cemetery and the graveyards. We work very closely with St Mary's Church on the upkeep of the churchyard and the clock, strangely enough, church clock. We are responsible for small areas of land, so where we're involved with grass cutting and things like that. And so, quite a limited range of work. We own the William Lovelace Hall, of course, which is an absolute centre of community activities in Wivenhoe, and maintain and run that facility. But other than that, when you then start to escalate up to the responsibilities of Colchester Borough Council, Colchester is the planning authority, so whatever does happen in Wivenhoe in terms of planning permissions, those permissions are granted and decided on by the borough. Our own planning committee receives copies of all applications, which we duly consider and then offer our comments.
So I think your role is being very much the local ears and eyes are on the ground.
Yes.
And so you know pretty much the patch inside out, and you can pass on comment and judgments and recommendations to the borough council. And I know that you do work very, very closely with our four borough councillors, and hopefully even closer still in the weeks to come. But you sort of mentioned, you sort of make it sound as though you say, oh, we administer the King George V playing field. So people might think that might involve cutting it every now and then.
Yeah.
But no, when you consider the Mayfair, which is this huge, huge, massive event, not just for Wivenhoe, not just for Colchester, but now, you know, for pretty much the whole county.
Mm.
And that is when I think really the town council comes into its own, because you are very, very closely involved in the planning and the running of that, or advising.
Yes, I mean, there is the Mayfair Committee and the Wivenhoe Mayfair Limited, or whatever it is, which has the principal role in creating that particular weekend. The involvement of the town council is very much on the periphery. I mean, clearly we make the field available to the organisation, and we provide as much assistance as we can. We're very, very supportive of the activity and do like to see Wivenhoe gaining so much prominence that it has. And I would add prominence for the good things that go on. We're all aware of what could be termed as hiccups that surrounded that particular joyous afternoon, as I would describe it. But by and large, the Mayfair itself is self-creating and self-administering. So the input of the town council is very much on the periphery.
And so the view from the town council is, I think, probably for the majority of the town, the Mayfair is something to be celebrated, and long may it continue.